Welcome to another episode of Brand Badasses. I'm Bud.
I'm Jeffrey Lynn.
What are we talking about today, Jeffrey Lynn?
I will tell you. We're talking about accessing your creativity. We all get stuck. Let's talk about how to get unstuck.
Getting unstuck.
Yeah.
All right.
How do you get unstuck?
Me?
Yeah, you personally. You're the creative one of this team.
All sorts of different ways. But we want to talk about blocking time first, right? So, like, that's going to be one of the biggest parts of getting unstuck. Like, setting the time to do your creative work, right?
Oh, absolutely. You're so right. When you are working on your business and you are working in your business, it gets hard enough to block time just to do the things you need to do.
Right.
And let alone building your social media plan or all of these other things you're doing, coming up with that content, coming up with the things that you're putting out there that reinforce your brand.
Right.
That's hard to find time to do, but you have to block time.
Well, it's not like filling out paperwork. It's not like creating spreadsheets or doing very logical left brain tasks. The right brain needs to be massaged into doing creative.
Well, it needs both time and space, right?
Yeah, you can't force inspiration.
And you can't dictate how long it's going to take.
Right.
The other piece of that, though, is it's so important for those impulses, but it's not urgent often enough, unless you're like us.
Where that's all you're doing.
We're paid for that.
Right.
I think most businesses really have an issue blocking time to be creative around even their own innovation, their own products, all of that that kind of thing, because they wait for inspiration to strike. For me, I have to force it, right? If I sit down and write, if I block time, sit down and write our content, maybe it's crap because I'm not inspired but something good is going to come because I show up and do the work.
Right. So you need to actually say, like, this time you need to set aside some time in order to focus on being creative. So how you open those doors is that's a whole separate issue, right? But you need to be able to go, okay, so today I'm going to do X. You know, somewhere along the line, somewhere in this box, I'm going to get those juices flowing.
Right. And I know you're different in that you really do sometimes have to get out of the norm to get that inspiration, right?
Right. So how do you bring that inspiration to life?
Well, you know, I'm a believer that all the best ideas are out there, and if I open myself up to them, I show up to do the work, they're going to come. Like, series, I just believe that and hope for it.
Right.
But you approach it a completely different way.
Well, I think creatively, because, you know, I always say I'm not an artist. And that's true in the sense that I'm not creating art. However, I act like an artist when it comes to creating a logo or creating the layout and design of a one sheet or a
campaign,
infographic or a campaign. You know, I act like an artist in the sense that I access passion and creativity that I wouldn't if I was just executing.
So how do you do that?
Oh, a ton of different ways, right? So for me personally, I think some of the big ones, if I put it this way, how do I access the creativity? Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes it just, I have an idea.
I love those.
I envision it immediately. And that's usually how I approach a creative situation. However, getting unstuck, sometimes I don't have it. And I need to figure out how to access that or reboot the system, if you will. And for me personally, now I'll go for a hike or I'll go to the movies. You know, that's a good one for me because it accesses a different part of my brain. It allows me to step out of reality and focus. Some people don't do that when they go to the movies. Some people, they need to they can't escape the reality, whereas that's what it does for me. Sometimes I'll listen to an audiobook, you know, just to get different ideas flowing, and then that translates into whatever project I'm working on. Or, you know, just generally hitting the refresh button. You know, sometimes I'll work on a project, and because I'm forced to work on a project, I'm working on it, and then midstream, it hits me. It's my eureka, and that's when I go, oh no, this is all crap.
Throw that to the side.
I delete it, never to be seen by anyone, and then I start right from where it should have started in the first place, you know. But I think we, you know, if you follow our website, blazeexperts.com, on our blog, we have what is it?
Sparking Creativity.
Yes, Sparking Creativity. And that's one of the tools that we have created to help you get unstuck.
Right. 9 ways.
Right. And if I could find my mouse, which I can never find my mouse.
You know what that's based on too? That is that. Did
the
I
nine
just
ways or me
you?
Losing my mouse?
The 9 ways.
Oh, okay.
Think.
Okay.
The
we're
9 back. Ways.
We're talking about what we're supposed to be talking about. Okay, good.
You are that squirrel. When you have your best ideas, so many people say, oh, I woke up in the middle of the night and I have this mm-hmm. idea, or I had it in the shower, or whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Part one of those things of the 9 ways, I think it's the one that works for me the most, is that incubation period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it, ideate about it, mind map it, make your lists, do all these things to try to access those areas of your brain to think about things in different ways.
Well, let's run through these ideas and then talk more about each one as we go through them.
Just my favorite?
Well, yeah, because, okay. I mean, your favorite is nice and all. But let's give everyone the full picture. You can download this from our website. It's a fun little graphic that kind of breaks down some ways to sparking your own creativity. But play is the first one.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever that is, right? I'm, you know, if you know me, I play kickball. I play volleyball. I play tennis. You know, I try to get out. And I think for me, sometimes just like getting your, you know, blood flowing and movement, and it gets your mind off of the things that you are constantly thinking about in your workday. That allows you to kind of hit that refresh or hit that reset button in your brain. So when you sit back down to actually do what you want to do, you've got some fresh ideas. What about you? Does that ever...
You know, when I was young like you, I played a lot of that, like that stuff too. Now it's evolved more into exercise by itself.
Okay, like so hitting on a treadmill or, yeah. you know, going
out
to
the gym. For a run, going for a big long hike outside. Mm-hmm. And most of my inspiration does come when I'm outside, as a matter of fact.
Right, right. Just kind of looking
being in
at
nature.
Things and just being open to it.
I think that's another one on the list, isn't it?
Yeah, hiking is a big one for me. Yeah, we'll get there. Another one is borrow ideas. And that's fun. So sometimes not all original ideas are original, right?
Right.
And you need to kind of borrow from something that's out there, something that someone else has done.
Now, that doesn't mean plagiarism, steal somebody's idea. But you right. have a different – you come at it from a different experience, a different perspective, a different life of things right. that have changed how you look at things.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you're borrowing an idea, you can apply all of that to make it your own.
Right. Yeah. You know, as an artist, sometimes you have to go in and kind of look at other art.
For inspiration.
You look for the inspiration. You kind of see what, it also helps knowing what's out there, right? So if something's trending and you want to kind of mimic that trend, then you need to see what's out there. If you want to be innovative, then you need to see what's out there so that way you can be different. I know, you know, as a comedian, you know, a comedian friend of mine would talk about never going to see comedy because he didn't want to inadvertently pull from somebody else and then be considered, you know, stealing jokes or whatever. So it really, the creativity is different in every scenario, I guess is what I'm saying. But for me, sometimes, you know, just pull up Google and look around and see what's out there, or see what other artists are doing, see what other designers are doing in that realm, so that way you can generate your own idea from that. Next thing, this one's definitely not me, but another idea was to knit. And I guess that accesses your left brain, right? So, because it's a very logical, fluid... I don't even know how it got on this list.
You're taking it completely literally. And yes, that's part of it. If you can do something that's a repetitive task that doesn't take a lot of mind engagement, that allows you to access different neural pathways.
But if you look at our list, it's actually not literal the way I took it.
You also knit together a bunch of different ideas that you may have borrowed.
Right.
Yeah. So it's one way or the other, but it's all knitting it all together.
Right.
Because you really are rewiring your brain when you come up with a new idea. Mm-hmm. You already have all that stuff in there. All of that input is there. You're just expressing different impulses in there, the science, right?
Right.
To come up with a new path that leads you to that new idea.
And then another one is, like we started talking about earlier, was the sleep on it, right? And that's where you like to incubate. And, you know, it's funny. I saw on LinkedIn just the other day a little graphic. It was pretty funny. This girl's laying in bed, and her brain says to her, "Hey, are you up?" And she goes, "No." And the brain goes, "You should get up. I figured out how to get that code on line 322. You know, so it's just how, like, that stuff just sits in your brain until, and then you just, out of nowhere, the idea
epiphany
just comes out. And your brain, because I guess scientifically speaking, your brain is trained in quiet to work out the solutions.
Yeah.
So it's constantly processing and processing and processing. So that's why they say sometimes, you know, if you need to break away, you know, this incubate stage, don't listen to music. Because then your brain isn't distracted, and it can actually focus on the tasks that it's trying to solve to get to those solutions. And that's where those eureka moments come from, because it's just your brain doing its job.
Love that.
I don't know. That's my thing.
No, it's true.
So skipping down a little bit, let's go to compete. And I think that kind of comes back to the play thing. But at the same rate, this is more competing on an idea, right? So it's like they always have those
in a healthy way,
right? Like maybe an inner office where, like, you have a couple different designers, you know, compete, make it fun, so that way they're really going at it and trying to get to the award, right? So it's a reward based creative inspiration.
Well, even think about you see it done a lot in the nonprofit community for a brand or something. They have a promotion or an event coming up that they need an identification for.
Right.
They don't have the budget, so they put it out there to the community, graphic designers, agencies, and the like, and say, "Hey, submit your best idea for this t-shirt, and the one that wins gets this." Well, you do great work when you're competing because you want to win.
Right.
So you push yourself a little farther, put a little more work into it, especially for something like that when it's free work.
Right.
But you're still pushing yourself because you want to win.
Yeah, that strategy can go both ways, though. Some people like it. Some people don't. I think the negative side of that strategy, especially if you're externally crowdsourcing, then it kind of can be looked at as...
Well, if it's not your audience, yeah.
Well, yeah. And then it can also be looked at kind of from a standpoint of, they're trying to get free work. You know, we all get paid to do what we get to do. So that's kind of like cheating the system, which it works for some people. Other people may frown upon it. But again, the positive side is you're getting all these submissions. I think internally is a good place to do that too, where you would have a team of designers and you kind of just keep it like a little internal competition to get that idea. And you'll see that happen often in big business, where they'll have completely different teams, you know, working on one concept, and then they come together to present which you know, concept that they came up with, and then the winner gets selected. So that's a good way to kind of really, really think outside of the box.
I love it when they do those kind of internal competitions, and they let those who participated decide on who wins.
Yeah, that's true.
When it's a peer competition, judged by peers, it seems to be healthier. It seems to drive better results because people really want to show off what they can do.
And as a designer, you know, you don't have to be you don't have to be so all about your own idea. There's often times where I'll create something and I'll look at, you know, my competition, right? And I'm like, oh, they nailed it. Like, that's it right there. I don't know what I was thinking or what road I was going down, but I didn't get it. But now I can support that. I can get behind that. And then, you know, one of the last ones here is dream and daydream. You know, so that's just kind of like, again, letting your mind get out there, letting your mind explore where the possibilities can take you.
Absolutely. I think, and a lot of that, you know, when you see people getting in trouble for dreaming or daydreaming at work or in school or anything, they're staring out the window, right, which ties back to that getting outside, going green.
Yeah.
Because the color, the openness allows your mind to go where it wouldn't normally go.
Absolutely.
So what do you do? But when you're stuck, so say you came up with this great idea, but now you're stuck in developing it, right?
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you get there and you just kind of have to, it's tough. It's tough because, you know where you want to be, you know where you want to end up, but sometimes along the way you break down. And that's where some of these practices will step out. You know, you have to get away, you have to stop. Because you need to hit that reset button on your brain.
One thing we do here at Blaze Experts when we get stuck in that developing stage is we collaborate because we make each other's work better. Oftentimes when you're coming at it from that different perspective or different background, different experience, when you're bouncing those ideas off each other, it yields innovation. And so if Bud brings me an idea and he says, this is my amazing idea that I want to do, and this is where I think it will take us, that's where my piece on the mind mapping comes in. Because when you're collaborating, you're co-laboring, right? You're working together. And the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Sure. And sometimes it's not just, you know, how often have I come to you and go, this is what I want to do, I don't know how to do it. You know, where the idea is there, the concept's there, but maybe the execution, those dots haven't been connected yet. And that's where coming in, you know, working with you, you know, maybe not everybody has a strategy partner or a logic partner, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't collaborate. You can't bring in somebody to work with you, because, you know, the ideas sometimes can be strengthened. Is that right?
Yeah.
That
strengthened. Yes.
Strengthened. Sorry. I'm not good at the words. I think that's going to be my hashtag.
Great at the words.
Not good at the words.
Words are awesome.
So you get that collaboration that you really, really need.
And then vice versa, a client will have a couple of avenues they want to explore.
Right.
And I get stuck, even with my mind maps and my doodles and my lists and my words, and I bring them to you, and your intuition, your gut is on point. You'll ask all of those questions. What are we trying to do with this? Where are we trying to go? You do your own discovery with me, and then your intuition says, this is just what feels right for that client, that brand, that promotion, that time.
Sometimes you need to have somebody next to you asking the annoying questions that you don't want asked, just to like spark it. And I'm sure I'm the person that's always asking, like, so wait, does this need to be in there? Like, what does this even mean? Makes you think, well, you know,
the way you're looking at me right now,
maybe you're right.
When you say annoying is making me laugh out loud. It is.
There you go. So yeah, I mean, that's, I think collaboration is probably the last step or the last option, you know, not last option, but the last phase of really, really getting unstuck.
It really is. Inspiration comes from anywhere. I am reminded of you and I working on a project a couple of weeks ago, and you went off to just work on the creative execution of it for right. maybe a day. And then I'm pushing for it. I want it. I want it. I want it. And then you came back and you said, so here's the deal. I just now got inspired and know what this is supposed to look like. I'm starting over.
Yeah.
But once you were inspired, it took half the time.
I guess it comes back to that passion, right?
Right.
The passion, when the passion's there.
And it felt right.
It's the fuel that burns stronger. And that's kind of where we're coming from.
Yeah.
I think. And I think that really brings us right back to Blaze. And that's the whole point. That's the point of everything that we do. It's about the passion. And it's about sparking that passion and finding that passion. And that's going to yield great work.
Especially through that collaborative process and thinking together.
Absolutely.
We hope we have helped you get unstuck.
That's right.
If you were accessing your creativity. And if you would like to think with us, you know where to find us, blazeexperts.com.
Cool. Yeah, and thank you again for checking out our podcast. We do this for free as a part of our passion to help business owners grow their brands. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. Rate and review us on iTunes or through your favorite podcatcher. Have a question? No problem. Email us hello@blazeexperts.com. And as always, check out our website, blazeexperts.com, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and